Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we turn our calendar from April to May today, happy May Day, and we're going to take a look at a few things on the calendar for upcoming garden tasks in the month of May. First, a reminder to acclimate your seedlings to outdoor conditions before planting. We chatted a little bit about that last week on how to harden off some of those plants before you place them out in the garden and in the elements. If you do not have your rain gauge out yet, now's a great time to get your rain gauge out in the garden, as the danger of frost and freezing at night is mostly past, and we're starting to get some rain events that you may want to be measuring in your garden if you have plants out there that need to be on a regular watering schedule. As we get into the second week of May, it's a good time to watch the weather and begin planting those tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants outdoors as well. It's also a great time to begin sowing some of those vegetable seeds and dividing perennial plants. So if you would like some more information on that, ISU Extension does have a great publication on recommended planting times for vegetable crops in the home garden that lists the range for planting, growing, and harvesting for a variety of popular home vegetable crops. You can look that up on the ISU Extension store. Also on the ISU Extension store, if you're interested in planting a rain garden or a pollinator garden this year in your landscape, we have some instructions and tips on how to get those landscaped areas into your yard as well. You can look all of those up on the ISU Extension store, or of course, if you stop by the Extension office or give us a call, we'd be happy to help you find a copy of that information as well. It's also a great time to start planting or managing your small fruit crops in the home garden. And one of the challenges that we always have as things start to green up and the rains start to fall is our weeds like to grow just as fast as our plants this time of year. Specifically, if you have small fruits, managing weeds can be frustrating as the weeds compete with our small fruit plants for the elements they need to grow. Gardeners can head this off early in the season by being diligent about weed control, and that's what our horticulturalists with ISU Extension are talking about in this week's Yard and Garden column, Weed Control for Gardeners with Strawberries, Raspberries, and even Vineyards. Weed control in strawberries is essential to ensure optimum plant growth and fruit production. As the weeds compete with strawberry plants for water, nutrients, and sunlight, they also reduce air circulation, which results in the fruit and the leaves staying wet for longer periods and increases the severity of disease problems. Cultivation, hand pulling, and mulching are the best weed control options for home gardeners with small fruits. You want to cultivate often, but cultivate shallow to control weeds, destroy them before they have a chance to flower and produce seeds, which will come back in subsequent years. Clean, weed-free straw or other organic material can be applied as a mulch between plant rows. Herbicides are usually not a viable option, as there's very few herbicides labeled for use in home strawberry plantings. Similarly, with raspberries, cultivation and mulch are the most practical weed control measures for home gardeners. You want to frequently cultivate raspberry plantings in spring and summer. To prevent injury to the roots of raspberry plants, do not cultivate any deeper than 2 to 3 inches. Mulches are also a great help to control weeds and conserve soil moisture this time of year. Possible mulching materials include straw, shredded leaves, lawn clippings, sawdust, or wood chips. The depth of the mulch depends on the material. If you've got fine material such as sawdust, you only need about 3 to 4 inches of material. Or if you have a fluffier, lighter weight material such as straw, you need about 8 to 10 inches deep around the base of those plants. You want to apply the full depth of the material between rows and lighter amounts within the plant rows. You also want to avoid mulching any poorly drained soils to discourage root diseases. Since mulch gradually decomposes throughout the year, make sure to apply additional material each year to keep that mulch base strong. Also, if you have a home vineyard, you want to keep the area under your grape trellis weed-free. Hand hoeing is also the most practical weed control method for home gardeners here, and cultivation should be shallow again to prevent damage to those grapevine roots. Mulches can also help control weeds, and materials such as shredded leaves, grass clippings, straw, and wood chips all work well. In most situations, about 2 to 3 inches of mulch are adequate. You want to maintain a cover crop between rows on your vineyards. Permanent cover crops control weeds and prevent soil erosion. Kentucky bluegrass is an excellent cover crop that grows well in Iowa and competes with grapes less vigorously than other cover crops. Maintain the bluegrass at a height of 2.5 to 3.5 inches and leave grass clippings on the area when you're mowing. Of course, all that information available from our horticulture specialist at the Horticulture Hotline, 515-294-3108. Horticulture Hotline there at ISU, and of course a wide variety of resources on gardening and maintaining those plants available at the ISU Extension store or in our Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions as well. For information on local resources and upcoming events, stop by the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.